Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Chris, you're actually the first person I've talked to since this announcement was made, so I'd love to, I'm sure it's very fresh for you, I'd love to get your take. What'd you think?
So, hey, look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's the last interesting shoe to drop in our space, and it's a big shoe, and it's been quite nice over the last several weeks to have so much focus on people paying with their phones, right? And so I think from that perspective, I think it can only help build momentum and get people paying more attention that they can use their phones to pay for stuff. So I think it's, you know, largely great.
I think it's an interesting development, certainly in the mobile wallet space. I'm curious to know. I mean, obviously they've adopted NFC technology, and at least from what we saw, the initial use case is purely about payment. Do you think that's enough?
Yeah, you know, that actually surprised me. I think I made some notes during it and was kind of, you know, furiously Skyping with our friends. Very surprised that there was no mention of beacons or offers or promotions or any of that stuff. I think one of the things that you've long realized and I've long realized, I think everyone has kind of come to realize, is that just trading a credit card swipe for a tap is probably not going to do it. And so I think that, but, you know, I suspect they know that, right? I mean, you know, Passbook has some of that stuff in there. But it's an important step. You know, you need the transaction. I think the transaction is the kernel of the operating system, and all that other stuff gets wrapped around it, so.
What do you think the merchants are going to think now that they've actually seen it and have something to react to? I know the merchant community is one you interact with regularly. What do you think their thoughts will be tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I can tell you is that until today, all merchants wanted to talk about was beacons. and it's just kind of it's the nature of the beast, right? And so, you know, Apple starts doing interesting stuff with beacons. It's all merchants want to talk about it, and now Apple is going to do payments. And so it will certainly be a topic of conversation for a while. But I think there's one, you know, super important thing to remember, right? Starbucks ain't canceling their app just because Apple's now in the payments business. Neither is Subway, right? These guys are still going to want to own the brand, own the data, own the user experience, even if they decide to play in these other sandboxes.
So how do you think that will, the battle will be fought? How do you think that those will coexist? Because the Apple Passbook experience, at least as we've seen it, you know, looks pretty slick and pretty easy for people, and it's just there.
Yeah, so I think the question is, right, is, you know, will the retailer apps kind of deliver enough around the edges to make it a worthwhile experience? So, you know, for example, let's use the Subway app, for example, you know, the one that we built, and since they were, you know, part of mentioned in the Apple thing, I think it's a good example. You're not going to be able to use Passbook to order a foot-long chicken teriyaki sandwich with extra cheese, light mayo, and extra bacon. And what the retailers are doing increasingly is building advanced functionality into their apps to drive a valuable and value-added user experience. And that's very different than just paying for stuff. And so I think that's the big difference.
Do you think that this will ignite NFC?
You know, I think it could save it. I think ignite's a strong word. I think a couple things have happened, and you know, I read you religiously, of course, and a couple things have happened that brought it back from the brink. And one was the Target breach, which saved EMV from the brink in this company. Then Google opened up postcard emulation and decided to support it in their app, which made it open instead of completely controlled. And now the other meaningful half of the phone ecosystem supports it. So for sure it has legs for payments in the near term. I think it's kind of hard to say otherwise right now.
So one last question. Who do you think gets hurt the most, and who do you think gets helped the most, given what we know, as fresh as it is in our minds? Just preliminary thoughts?
Yeah, anyone making health wristbands.
Yeah, they're kind of toast. They're kind of toast. Now we know why the Nike Fuel Band decided to pack it in.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the payment ecosystem, right? This is really a battle between Google and Apple. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's this battle of one-upmanship between feature sets, and they take turns innovating and copying from each other. And at the end of the day, Apple wants to sell more phones and create must-have capabilities and must-have devices that cement their place in the ecosystem. And that's really where the battle is fought. Do I think this is challenging for folks like ISIS or SoftGuard? Yeah, I think probably, especially just since they're kind of fighting over the exact same landscape. Interesting that PayPal wasn't mentioned at all. I kind of half thought they might be part, might not. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But this is a battle of the titans, and I don't think anyone ever thought Apple was never going to jump into it. And they finally did, and so we get to see the next two chapters, which is a fun time to be in our industry.
I will say it's just when we thought it was getting a little stable, things have now just kind of gotten a little bit more interesting. So it is a fun space. I have to say the thing that surprised me was the only thing they appear to be supporting today is payment via NFC, which really does leave out the vast majority of people who have the ability to update the operating system but don't have a new phone. And that seems a little uncharacteristic of Apple in terms of how it tends to deliver enhancements. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, look, I think they were under probably enormous pressure from the ecosystem, and let's be realistic, right? I mean, Visa and others can still bring some pressure to bear, and then there's their international markets, right? I mean,
yep.
NFC does have more foothold internationally, and Apple is a global power, and so that had to be a consideration. So even if we are kind of stuck at 3% of lanes that have NFC capabilities and some single digit of percentage of phones for the next few years, I think they're willing to make that bet. Wouldn't surprise me at all, though, if they were still playing for a leapfrog in and around Bluetooth and other stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. Listen, Chris, thanks for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy and off doing something, I'm sure. So thanks very much for your time.
Hey, no sweat. Enjoy the day.